Okay, I'm going to start by having you do a little bit of work. So I'm going to call in the light of the Most High, and we'll get to work. Okay, and I'm just going to ask a question of questions a few times over. Okay, so Lord God, send us your light, and we put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay, now, just let inside yourself arise spontaneously an issue that you're dealing with. Okay, and I'm going to ask you a question about it. What is your reference point in which you're approaching it, from which you're approaching it? What is your reference point from which you're approaching it? What is your reference point from which you're approaching it? And what is your reference point from which you're approaching it? Okay. How can you approach it as an opportunity? How can you approach it as an opportunity? How can you approach it as an opportunity? And how can you approach it as an opportunity? Do you commit to approaching it as an opportunity? Do you commit to approaching it as an opportunity? Do you commit to approaching it as an opportunity? And do you commit to approaching it as an opportunity? Okay, now when you can, bring your consciousness back here. Okay, and if anyone would like to share, please, please do. Go ahead, Anna.
The moment I decided to look at it as an opportunity, any emotions that might have been coming up around it.
Okay, by the way, would you be kind enough just to answer in the order of the questions?
Oh.
Is that
I
okay?
How do I do that?
I'm sorry?
How do I do that?
Well, the order of the question was, what has been your approach to it?
Oh, my
your reference point.
My approach was feeling a little overwhelmed.
What was the reference point?
I decided to be in the present. I was in the present, definitely in the present. And then I decided to look at it as an opportunity. And the moment I did that, it got so neutral and like there was no problem.
Okay.
I used it as an opportunity to get further neutral about dealing with a trying situation.
Okay, all right. So the reference point was what? In the future or in the past? Or
it was in the present, very present. The reference point, everything was in the present.
Even you're feeling overwhelmed was in the present?
Yes, it had to do with the real situation.
Okay, all right. So feeling overwhelmed in the present?
Yes.
Okay. Which is now past?
Yes.
Okay. And using it as an opportunity and all emotion just left and it gets to be an exercise in neutrality.
Yes.
Okay, which is really being present. Okay. All right, good. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Who else would like to share?
Okay, I'll share. I used a past experience to inform me in the present, which caused tremendous anxiety.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it as an opportunity to ask God to lift, the teacher to lift whatever separated me from the spirit that I am and from
God. Okay, good.
And to surrender my agenda.
Good. Okay, surrender the agenda is key. Mm-hmm. right? But also, it didn't cause you anxiety, but something inside of you responds to that situation with anxiety.
Well, yes, and referencing to the past,
mm-hmm,
trigger, you know, is my anxiety. It's crazy.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a past reference point, mm-hmm, and you respond to that the same way as when you were going through that,
right,
reference point.
Right.
Okay. And of course, what basics don't know, that time has passed, so it's back there.
Right.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone in phone land like to share?
I'll share, Dr. Lane.
Please do.
So my reference point was my parents and family patterns, what the family had always done.
Mm-hmm.
The new reference point and seeing it as an opportunity was to let go of the fear, come from the spirit I am, and also use my knowledge as an initiate to help others do the two-part release technique and release any anger or negativity they may have.
Okay, good.
And yes, I committed to that.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right, and we know that families are great for helping us with our karma. Okay, I know the sort of psychological approaches that we pick up and we repeat family patterns, okay? But that's a materialistic approach. In other words, this life, and that's where it emanates from, okay? But the truth of the matter is that you agree to have the family you have so that you can be presented with the karma that's within you and have the opportunity to move past it. Okay? So, well, this is going to sound horrible, but I am going to say it. It'll probably put a lot of people out of business, but family's not responsible for your patterns. You know, the real negative ones, the self-defeating ones, etc., etc. Because we could put several individuals in the same family. Okay, and who's going to repeat those patterns, in quote? Okay, but only that individual or those individuals that have come in with the karma. Okay, so for example, if I have karma dealing with self-worth, okay, well, I may very well choose to be with a family that will be very negative towards me, put me down, etc., etc. Okay, and be very, very self-defeating in a way. All right? So I could blame it on family, but the real truth is that that's the opportunity, that setting is the opportunity for me to come into my own worthiness. Okay? So the real issue is, the way to look at things spiritually is, hey, you agreed to have that family. What's in it for you? There was an opportunity in it for you. Okay, so we need to change the reference point with that. All right, who else would like to share? Well, let's have one or two more from phone land, and then I'll
share, Dr. Lane.
Go ahead, please do.
For the first question, one word kept coming forward for me, and that was the word outside.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, my reference point was outside of myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
For the second question, chose to use to lift and grow in spirit, knowing the spirit that I am.
Good. Okay.
And the third question was in the affirmative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Nice. Okay. Good, nice work. Thank you. Okay, who else would like to share one more? In phone line. Anyone else? Come on. You want me to pick a state and someone from that state has to?
I can go.
Okay. The mere threat.
Sorry, I was having trouble with unmuting. I need help with prompting on the questions, but I do have the answers. Will you help me, please, Dr. Lane?
Go ahead. The first one was, what is the frame of reference from which you're approaching?
The frame of reference was like business world outside of myself. Can't have what I want, and things have to be hard.
Okay. All right, good. Okay. And the second thing was, what about if you shift to seeing it as an opportunity?
I was filled with so much love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just love. Like, it didn't matter the thing I was thinking about, whether or not it was even resolved or handled. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I was just filled with so much love. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
What? Kind of even that an opportunity could be so very easy, even mm-hmm. though it's not easy in the way I experience it inside myself when I get into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of rough and tumble, but in truth, it's just so easy.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, and the commitment to working it as an opportunity?
Of course, yes.
Okay, well, good. Good. All right, so you guys are on top of it. Let me just add a few things, and maybe I can give you also some context and framework. Okay, and that is, for example, the other day I was talking to someone, and this person really wanted to know why X, Y, and Z happened at a particular time in the past. Okay, and that was the focus. Okay, and so the focus is on the precipitating event. Okay, and we know spiritually that there is no such thing as a precipitating event. Because nothing gets precipitated unless the karma is already there. So never mind the event. Okay? What was in it? What was in you that responded that way? Okay? And we teach blameless responsibility, so you could take a look at what was going on. Okay? In this case, it simply had to do with the person neglected or forgot or whatever, and instruction. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Okay? But that's all it is. So you take the learning and you move on. Okay, I'm going to remember to do this. It's like I'm baking a cake. Okay? And I forget to use my timer. And I know all my experience with this cake and with my many years of baking, I know that with the ingredients I used for this cake, if I overcook it or if I undercook it, forget it. I might as well just throw it out. Okay, this is like the only cake that really needs to be precisely timed. And I forget to use my timer when I make this. Okay, so I can get into why did I do that and what's wrong with me. And how come, which keeps me there, okay? Or I can do, oh, okay, I commit to every time I make this cake to have a timer and to use it. Okay, and that's all it is, okay? Because we know that when you're busy focusing on why this happened and why, you're keeping that karma around so that you could get at it. And of course you're not going to get at it, because you're not going to be able to see it. Okay, you may get a little piece mental, a little piece here, a little piece there, but it's not going to come together. You know? It's kind of like The other day somebody was telling me about on the West Coast, what somebody thought about real estate prices, you know, what was going to happen with them. And this is New York, right? So we have to talk about real estate prices. And that's what adults do here. Okay. And within a day or two, this person's telling me, I read something, a bunch of experts talking about, oh my God, it was just the opposite. You know, that you better jump on things right now because things, this price is going to go up, 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 okay? Right? So that's a worldview as well, all right? Because obviously, if you're meant to have it, you'll have whatever you need to have it, regardless of the price. But the thing is that when I read that, I go, you know, this is just like karma. It's like 20 blind men trying to describe an elephant, you know? And it's this, and it's that, and it's the opposite, and it's the opposite, and it's the opposite, and it's the opposite. It's all illusionary. You're not going to get the picture. And I wondered, well, why bother going outside yourself? Why not just go inside and work it spiritually? Because that's the only way to know and see. You know, and I'm sure you've all had experiences talking with, quote, experts, etc. And then you talk to different experts and you'll get different pictures, different things. And you get to see, well, maybe the expertise is, you know, hey, you know, I don't know about this expertise stuff. Okay? Or, yeah, they do have an expertise. Okay? But also, hey, let me take it with a grain of sand, too. And let me run it by me. Let me run it by the spirit I am. Okay, so you want to do that. You always want to check out where something's coming. So if you're going without a reference point, you're obviously in trouble because you've given over your power and then you're in karma. Okay? Or many of us, and obviously this is what karma is, we're afraid because something has happened to us in the past and we want to protect ourselves. Okay, and so we protect ourselves. And what are we really doing? But it's an ingenious way to keep the karma around. You're always at the place of hurt. Because that's what you're doing. You're protecting the hurt. Okay? And you're always thinking it's going to happen in the future. Okay? So I better protect myself because the same thing is going to happen. And isn't it interesting that karma keeps going round and round and round until it doesn't. So what you're really saying and the message you're giving to yourself is, hey, I'm going to be working and living karmically. See, so you ensure that because, hey, it's going to happen in the future. Okay? So you need to let go of the time and space continuum, that there's a past, that there's a future. Okay, because we know that if you're entirely present, that doesn't exist. Okay? And so you need to give yourself the opportunity to work things anew and be present. Okay? I mean, obviously, when I give you the obvious example of, hey, if somebody knocks on your door and says, hey, here's a check or here's $1 million in cash, you're not going to say, oh, no, 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 thank you, this has never happened before. So, I have no reference points for this, so I can't take it. You're not going to do that, okay? But yet we do it all the time. We do it all the time. Okay? It's kind of like trying to make a hit movie and define what's going to be a hit movie. The reality is, no one knows. No one has a clue why things, some are hits and others are like duds. No one really knows, okay? But we walk around pretending that we know. And we ignore a simple truth that our safety and our protection is with God in the Spirit. Really, under the umbrella of the teachings, that's your protection. Okay. The other thing I noticed too is that when people tend to be involved with a lot of reference points outside themselves or in time, etc., they tend to have this free-floating anger because it never works as they think. They never quite get it. Things don't happen as they want. Okay, and so they have this anger. And a lot of times it's a free-floating anger and it gets misdirected. Okay, so the other day I had a conversation with someone and this person was angry at the boss, at this, at that, at what, our own life, whatever it is, you know? And bingo, was directed at somebody. And that's creating a lot of karma, obviously. Okay? But it's also not using anything along the negative polarity, in this case it was the anger, to lift and grow. Okay? So, well, the thing that happens with reference points is, just like what happened with this person, is we have so many reference points in us that it all gets confused and things get very vague and hazy. And then it becomes our general way of operating. We're operating from those reference points. And we may not even anymore be conscious of what they are, but we're operating as if those things are going on right now. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that if we hold to it, we're keeping them there. Okay? Because this is crucial. What we buy into and where energy goes to that reality is the reality that you're going to create. Okay? So if you're buying into a certain reality, that's your creation, that's exactly what's going to meet you. If you let go, then guess what? A whole other reality comes into being. Okay, and that's crucial, all right? So reference points really dim, literally dim, our participation in reality and our knowing reality, can they kind of keep us going around in circles. And of course, circles are incarnational patterns. Okay, so we need to really use everything for our upliftment, to let go, take the opportunity, etc. Okay, and the other thing too is we tend to be great debaters. You know, what was that great historical debate, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, you know? Well, we tend to be even better than that. We've got our own logic and our own internal debate lined up to justify our position, our reference points, our choosing into those reference points with good reason, okay? And as I'm talking this, I'm thinking of that great scene in one of the Castaneda books where he has him spend an entire night. He allows him to spend, can you imagine, a whole night finding a proper place to sit on the porch. Take the whole night. Okay? And of course, it's all about the encumbrances we have. That we condition so that we can't even find an agreeable place to sit, because we're not able to find an agreeable place within us. Mm-hmm. See, now, that one was cool, you know, he was cool and he knew enough to strip him of everything except one thing. He never ever stripped him of his notebook. Okay? Because this guy was an intellectual, he was a professor, etc. He loved the mind, etc. Writing down things, quote, observing things, you know? And so he never stripped him of that, so he at least had one thing in his consciousness to anchor into. Okay? As all the other reference points went and went and went and went, okay? And then eventually, even the notebook had to go. Even the notebook had to go. No reference points at all. None at all. Okay? And then, when those reference points were all gone, then Don Juan started to teach him how to play the game that was appropriate to the culture or the subculture or the world he was entering. Okay? For example, if it was a business environment, play the game, wear a suit, wear a tie, have your attaché case going, etc. Okay? Whatever the game was, and you would be what's called an impeccable warrior. You'd be an impeccable warrior. Okay? So you could give up your personal identity. So it was an exercise in giving up your personal identity. Okay? All right, now I'm not suggesting that at all, okay, that you give up your personality or anything else like that. But we're really talking about letting go of the ego, except for the purpose that the ego is intended for. And that is to direct yourself into the spirit and for spirit to have its place in you. That's the purpose of the ego. Doing away with it, like some of the Eastern religions teach, or some of the modern versions of these religions or consciousness groups or whatever, not going to work. Never has. Okay? Because you can't do away with the ego using the ego. It's not going to work. Okay? All right. So when we have the ego in its proper place, which is as a servant instead of as a lead, then we use everything to lift and grow. Okay? Otherwise, if the ego is in charge, well, then you're going to get the mess that the ego lives in. Okay? Which is lack and limitation, power and control, manipulation, all that kind of stuff. War, hatred, enmity, etc., etc., etc. Okay? Okay? And things are going to be in a bigger scope. They're going to be a balancing act, because there's not going to be any room for grace. And by balancing act, let's just say you were involved karmically in forced conversions. Okay? So you forced people to convert to your religion. You will eventually have to come back and be forced or subjugated or have some karma play out because of that. You're going to be at the mercy of your creation. Okay? That's the ego. Okay? The ego will always place us at the mercy of our creation. So we're always going to be into karma. And we're always going to have that reference point. So that reference point for that life is going to be that past action. Okay? That's a past action, okay, which is brought forward that you're karmically responsible for, and so it needs to be balanced, not by grace, but karmically. So it's going to be balanced on this level. You're going to have to go through the karma on this level. Okay? Well, that just keeps things going and 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 going. Okay? So it's true both in the microcosm, in our own individual life, and it's true as a soul and our embodiment patterns, and it's true for how the world works. Okay? So by holding reference points other than being immediately present with God, you're setting yourself up for a game of, you know, as the world spins and as you spin around the world. Okay? And with that is pain and hurt and separation. And separation is the reason why people live in pain. Okay? But the separation is not inherent in, quote, who we are. It's our creation. Okay? When we create karmically, we inherit karmically. Okay? We create spiritually, we inherit spiritually. It's really simple. Okay? Right. And in conclusion, let me say also that a wonderful way of living is for you to have as your reference point the teachings. Is what I do in accord with it, in alignment, etc., etc. My living the teachings. Because that's the protection, that's the grace, that's the ease. Okay? There's no limitation, there's not the limitation of time and space, there's not the hegemony of the false self or of the mind. Okay? There's just being present with spirit, allowing yourself to be uplifted, up-vibrated, loved and cared for, and living in the peace that passeth all understanding. It's really simple. Okay? And as a caveat, careful that you don't wind up with, oh, wait a second, I thought I was doing God, I thought I was doing spiritually. I didn't say you think you're being spiritual or anything else like that. Okay, because you'll have experiences when as soon as you think, oh my God, that was so spiritual, I'm really grooving, I could tell things are really easy, so I must be doing things spiritually. You're going to find out that you were played with. Your own consciousness was playing a trick on you. Okay? So, the reference point is not your own thoughts about spirit or what you're doing. Okay? The reference point is simply God being present each and every moment and living from that spot and letting God move you. Outer reference points, spatial ones, temporal ones. That's the way of the world. Okay? Okay? And initiates are in it, but they're not of it. Okay? And we use the world for its proper purpose, which is to know and love God. Real simple. Okay? So I have the proper reference point. Choose into that and enjoy the show. We'll stop with that. Okay, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Anyone in phone land?
Dr. Lane?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say a little something about what my experience was right before the satsang. And I had this experience of I was talking to my basics. And I was thanking them for being cooperating and getting to the satsang on time and, you know, just generally being praising them And suddenly I blurted out, I love my basics. And I felt like I really love my basics.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I felt like I love my basics.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're doing the best they can with the with what they know. And you know, I love them for that. And I think what my question is in regard to basics is, are basics providing or holding on to the reference points that are outside of us?
Okay. Well, thank you for the question. I'm going to respond in three parts. Okay. One is, it's a wonderful step when a person comes into the place of loving his or her basic selves, the part of our consciousness that brings forth the karma. Okay, because a lot of us mock it up as they're our enemy, and we have to do something about them, you know, or at best we have to neutralize them. Okay, so it's really a wonderful thing when you can just love your basics and appreciate them. Okay, the second part is, though, I just want to perhaps move you past this sort of view of, well, they're doing the best they can for what they know. Okay? Because that's almost like patting a little boy or a little girl on his or her head. It's almost patronizing. And it's not really a question of they're doing the best they can for what they know. Okay? They're doing more than that. Okay? Because what you're inherent in that comment is that if they knew more, they would be doing something else, or they'd be doing it better. Okay? And that's not so. They wouldn't be doing it better. Okay? They do their job very well. Period. Okay? They're just great at what they do. Okay, so that's important to know. They're just great. So they don't need to know anymore, anything else like that. And they can't do their job better. They're great at it. Okay, all right. And the third part that I'd like to answer is, do your basics hold those past reference points? Do they keep you there? Okay, all right. And no, they don't keep you there. Okay, you, as a conscious self, you keep you there. See, we need to change our mindset, our headset of how we see basics, as basics are doing this to us. Okay, or they're somehow outside of our consciousness. But they're not, okay? They integrated into our consciousness, okay? And we can't blame them, as it were. There's no blame, okay? They're doing this to me, etc., okay? But you are keeping yourself there because basics are giving you the opportunity, okay? Basics are giving you the opportunity. It's kind of like if basics were a door and it's closed and it's locked, okay, and you have the key, it's kind of like saying, well, the basics are going to keep me locked in, or I can't leave. Well, basics aren't doing that to you at all. Okay, you're the one, by not using the key, that's keeping yourself there. Okay, so basics don't hold you to the reference points. Okay? They keep giving you opportunities to use the reference points as an initiative of the light of the Most High, to use them spiritually. Okay, so I hope that answers the question.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Sure, pleasure. Okay. Who else would like to share? Anybody else like to ask a question or? Okay. I'm happy to count to three. Okay. Two and a half. Three. Okay.